Shmaitzah Shir, Tuesday night, Or L'chof Tes El, Toshinayin Dalad, we're in the synopsis of Shmaitzah Zayin, and we're up to Paragimel. Paragimel. So we have here a case in Perek Shavuos Eidos, where Rav Papa says that an Eid Echad saying that Meis Habal, he told it to the woman Chutz LeBeisdin. So he created an 8BP8 situation. The woman can come to Beisdin now and say that she heard from an Eid Echad that Meis Habal and 8BP8 is kosher by Eidos Isha. It's called 8BP8. So the Gemara says in such a scenario, if for some reason she decided to be Meshbiya the aid, that he should come to Beisdin and be Meid, right? And the aid said he doesn't really know. He denies having said it, obviously. He swears that the case of Shavuos Eidos, he swears that he doesn't know Eidos. So he's potter from a Korban Shavuos.
Korban Shavuos means he wants to do tshuva now.
Yeah, so Korban Shavuos, when he admitted he swore falsely, his vadu is chatosom, whatever the lashon of the pasuk is, and he brings a korban. That's the korban oil of a yared. It's one. There's a few things that you bring a korban oil of a yared for, and one of them is shavuos eidos. It's the first way. Now, v'huayd oiro ayodom lo yagid v'nosa avono, and if he swears that he doesn't know, so he brings a korban.
And if he wasn't chayav, he'd be also. Would you like what's it called? Kulenberg Be'azar. You're saying that the opposite.
He's chayiv a korban shvuah. He's chayiv a korban shvuah.
Who you say the potter is the usher who's to bring it? Like if he thinks.
Yeah, it's a chatos. You can't bring a chatos nadova. So in this case, Rav Papa says you're potter from a korban shvuah. Now why? So the Ran, the famous basic machlokas v'shainim here, who's more believed? If there ends up being a contradiction between the first aid and the second aid, the first aid is the one that saw whatever they saw or heard whatever he heard, and he told it to the second aid, creating an aid and P8 situation. The second one is the one that's saying all the aidus or P the first aid. That's called number one, and that's called number two. So the Ran says, the Ran brings down from the Ramban that
Aid is number two. In our case.
In our case, the Isha would be aid number two.
And one could have even be aid and P8.
No, the Isha's aid and P8. Rather, aid and P8 is also good. The Isha's aid and P8.
And one could be or know it himself or be ABPA.
Well, yeah, but that's not relevant that he could rather be ABPA. We want to talk about ABPA. So we want to talk about someone that said over something from the aid that saw it. The aid that saw it is aid number one. The aid that's saying it over is aid number two. Now, ABPA is Neman by aid decision. Now, what happens if there's a hakosh? So the Ramban Shita is that whenever the Dark Kosha in an 8BP8, meaning 8 number 2 says over something from 8BP1, and 8BP1 denies ever having said it. So the Ramban Shita is that the first 8 is always more Neman than the second one. So why? Is he potter from a korban shvuah? Why is he from a korban shvuah? If he would have said Eidos, now that he's denying it, he's neman. So he's ruining her chances to get the ksuvah. Right? From Geyamama. So why tak is he potter? He's neman now that he denies it. So he's taka messing her up. So why isn't he mechuyav a korban shvuah?
She could have got it herself.
No, since she couldn't have gotten it herself, according to the Ramban, because he's denying it, and he's more neman. According to the Ramban, aid number one is more neman. So then why taka, he's reported from a korban shvuah, he taka messed her up by refusing to say Eidus. So the Ramban says, because she messed herself up. It's an interesting svara. Who asked her to bring him to Beis Din? Well, he denied it. She could have just waltzed into Beis Din and said, this guy told me my husband died. She would have been believed. By bringing him to Beis Din, she opened the Pandora's box, and now, so that's why he's part there. Because, like, the Absalom Nafsha, it's not really the aid that's messing her up, she messed herself up by doing something so stupid. Like, there's a mantra, something akin to that. Okay, you got it?
Yeah. Isn't it kind of like amigo? I mean, it's just because she didn't know the halacha, we're saying that.
I don't know the halacha. But at the bottom of the Lamaisa, she messed herself up. We're not punishing her. I mean, she ends up getting messed up. She messed herself up. You can't be mechayev someone a carbon shvur. The point of Ramban is you're not mechayev a carbon shvur if your eidus is either superfluous or meaningless. So here, even though according to the Ramban, Rapapa's din is ostensibly shver, why should he be part of a carbon shvur? He taka messed her up. He says because he didn't really mess her up. He needed a lot of help messing her up. She herself messed herself up. Okay, that's the Ramban. The Beis Yosef says, no, Adarabba, that the second one's Nemun, and that's Taka Pshat in Rav Papa's din, that he's brought from a Karban Shua because he is not Nemun, because he didn't mess her up. She can get up Suba anyway by testifying ABPA, and she is more believed, the second age, she in this case, is more believed than the first one. So that's why you talk about the carbon shul. Okay, and he extrapolates from this Gemara, in fact, to every ABPA, that the second one is more Nemun than the first.
Which is a little anti, what's the word, counterintuitive.
I don't know which is counterintuitive. I don't know.
Well, when you say the source is stronger than the
I don't know. He's saying he's not the source.
Say it.
Anyway, the question is asked that, I mean, if you read the Beis Yosef seems to boy Isis din from Rapapa. The question is phrased, what's Rapapa's chiddush? You hold that the second one is more Nemun than the first, so then Rav Papa is not even a Chiddush. Of course there's no serious moment, because the woman's still Nemun to say that the husband died. So get up Tzubah. It's like, what's his Chiddush? It really sounds like that Rav Papa's being the Chiddush that halacha, and he's teaching us that halacha, and we buy it ice from Rav Papa, but so the question is asked. And the Shmaitza answers the question, that there could be a Havamina, that the second one is Chayav a Korban Shvuah, is because he's going with the Mahalach, certainly ABPA, Nemonis is only with the Rabbanon. So just like there's a Shita by Masachik Bekuvia, that even though with the Rabbanon he's not Nemon, but since with the Araisa he's called an Eid, and he's denying his Eidus, he's Chayav a Korban Shvuah, and that's even a Maskana. So here, and this might will explain some of the Chilik, the Korbanon of there is a Maskana, and there that's the bottom line, that Masachi Bekuvia is possible with the Rabbanon, but he has to bring a Korban Shvuah because with the Araisa he's Nemon. So here also, here is at least such a Havamina. So with the Araisa, certainly the first aid is Nemon. So you might say it's a Korban Shvuah. Here, Kamashman is not like that. So then the question is, what's the difference? So he says, by Masachi Bekuvia, it really doesn't make sense for Allah. But Poyel, he wasn't mops at him. How can you bring a carbon shul? Now that Rabbanon disqualified his Eidus, so how can you say carbon shul? Lamaisa, he was not mops at him. Mom. So the Rashba answers that the Eidus helps the Gabe, even as opposed to the Rabbanon, that the Eidus helps the Gabe Tfisa. The guy would be toifus the moment he could keep it. And now you took away the Afshorius by not testifying, taking away the Afshorius of Tfiso. So therefore, it's called your Mafsid Mama. So that's why Misaki Kukuvia Taka has to bring a carbon, because he's Mafsid Mama to the Taiteya, the Gabi Tfiso. So So that's only Mesachim Kekuvia. Another psulim that their Eidus helps with Avi Tfisa. So that's why they have Mekuvia. But here it's Eidus Misa, that here the Maisa, it's not Matzid her at all. Because Rabbanon decided to believe the second Eid completely. And she can get married and she can collect her Ksuba. And so there's no monetary ramifications at all. So that's why they're not Mekuvia, the Karban Shua. So we're back to the problem. Right, but why, what's the chiddush? There's really no chiddush. We'll come back. He, either parenthetically, he says that the Rashba seems to be saying that the schus tfisa, that the schus tfisa is called a monetary interest, and if the aid doesn't testify, so then he made you lose out on the monetary interest because you can't be tithes anymore, and for that you bring a carbon shur for the loss of the monetary interest of tfisa. So yes, Akasha from a Gemara, that if Edom, he wants Edom to be made, that his friend burnt up his goddess on Shabbos. That's commonly the grabbing me made, so they don't have to bring a carbon shur because they don't have to pay money. But that's well known that tfisa helps, even when it's coming to grab him. If he places the money for the hazak, you can keep it even though it's coming to grab him.
Is that a kuyama? Is that like a thing?
That's a Gemara in
that
tfisa helps. Yeah. So kum dechois, they should have to keep the carbon shua because they made lose. They made them lose the afsharius of the tfisa. So the Shmaitza answers, the Rashba doesn't mean that the schus tfisa alone is called a schus moment that makes you bring a carbon shvur. It's only in such a complicated case where with the araisa you're called an aid. You have a shem aidus and you're denying it, you're swearing falsely. Norbert, then you have a kasha that there's no monetary ramification for your lack of shem aidus. You say there is a monetary ramification. The fact that you can't be tithes anymore. But if all there is, like by the case of we say Jesus that he burnt up my goddess on Shabbos. If all there is a monetary ramification, that's not enough to the Chayv Karban Shua. It's only if there's a layer where there's a Heftz of Jesus that have been a moment. That you say, but there's no practical ramification. So, not the Chayv Karban Shua, because you need both Hashem aid and you need a monetary ramification. So here we'll the Gerama supplies the monetary ramification. Supplies the monetary ramification since you have a shemay. And shanging by Sorif is a Kodesh B'Shabbos, you don't have that. Okay? So therefore, you would not have to bring a carbon through Zavis by being mayed that he was Sorif, my Kodesh B'Shabbos.
Why
does
he have a shemay? What? Because he's not going to say, Kimmy with the Rami, the guy, he still has a shemay. He's giving aidus for the. The rabbi,
but you're not an Eidus on Chiyuv Mammon. There, you're an Eidus on Chiyuv Mammon on the D'oraisa level. Rabbanon disqualified you. So we say, okay, but their disqualification stopped at a certain point. It still helps Lagabe Tfisa.
By Kima B'Gavim?
No.
Oh,
by,
Safi
Bakuvia. By, there you have an aid. You're an aidus, with your rice, you're an aidus, and you refuse to testify. Now we have a kasha. Lamaisa is a tenai that you have to cause a loss of moment. And then the question is, if Rabbanan disqualified you, so Lamaisa there's no loss of moment. So why should you be completely coming through? That's because you have a shem aid. And the answer is, that's what the Shemaita says. The answer is, Avada, just the ability to be typhus, is not enough to create a chiyuv karban shvua. It's only when you have the shem aid that Rabbanan disqualifies, so they temper the disqualification, and there is a monetary ramification left, even though they disqualified. But your etzem chiyuv is because you have a shem aid. Hashem by the sarf brothers b'shabbos, you're not an aid on mammon. I have the possibility of tfisa. The Rashba never said the possibility of tfisa equals mammon. Okay? you don't like it.
He's not the same age for Mullenberg. He has the same age. You can't say the age he gave Adis, and the Adis he gave is the same Adis. Now.
Not on Mullen. It's a coverage rule you need on Mullen.
That's a piece of help. So it's a little without Mullen.
Okay. I hear. I don't know. Shmaita then asks if the, why the second one would be more believed than the first. Why don't you call it a Erechad Bakosh at least? It's a Erechad Bakosh. So even if the first one's not more believed, it should be a Erechad Bakosh. Erechad Bakosh of Kumbu. So the Shmaita answers that since Chachomim. It's only in such a case where Chachamim said that the woman testifying Eid has an emonus, so it's a strong emonus. So it's like Kishnayim. So the second one can't be Makish the first. In other words, every time Chachamim decided to believe Eid Mipiyed, they already imbued it with like Kishnayed, like a mini Kamokim Shemina Torah Erecha Reikan Shnayim. So that's how they believe it. So that's why, and that would be the mechanics why the second one is more nemen than the first, because Chachamim gave the second one like a positive, positive ability to pasken.
What? They give her a din of like a face ray or something like that? What?
Yeah.
By
like giving her an emunah. Yes.
And also, what is the Kabbalah of Ramban? He talks about that the Ramban is a Kabbalah. What
says he has a Kabbalah? You believe the first one more.
But you didn't have like a riot.
No.
I don't know what it means.
He has a B'Masaira. He didn't buy it like himself. He's not saying an egg in the Svara. He has a B'Masaira from his Rabbein. Then the Shmaita says, even if they weren't Makirli Nosei yet, so you say, well, they didn't pass the Nalpi the second eight yet, so he says it's like Beit Rei. He says that Svara is true only when the second eight is directly Makish the first, like you would say Lo Meis. Here he's not even saying Lo Meis, he's saying, I never said Meis. That's all he's saying. I never said Meis. But he's not even being Makish directly. Therefore, you don't have an echo by Kosha. But even if you say Komokom, but you need that to Paskin, he's a ruling Nosei. Before he's a ruling Nosei, then everything's an echo by Kosha. He's saying here, you have something stronger for the Psak, because the way it's set up, Chachamim decided to believe Eid, the second one. She has more of an emunah. Even though there was no Itaruli Nosa yet. What?
Isn't that also counterintuitive? ADPA should be weaker. You know, less.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
I agree.
Like less.
I agree. Like weird. A little weird. I have to stop here. I did the third direct.
I hear what you're saying, the story that the original age should be stronger, but I think, like the mice, if you think about such a case in the real world, it makes sense that the second one is stronger. Because the first one, the second one, it takes like an extra level of chutzpah to just make something up and say, oh, you said.
No, but this is
you never really said.
This
you know?
Is even by the second
the first one, you just, never
no,
said.
No, even if the second one's the demo of the first one, but we're saying the second one is like, it has the power of two witnesses.
Well, it's stronger than the second, yeah.
So
enough to make it that it's not an echo by
the why? It's the
that's what you're saying. I can hear that you'd be stronger. Or she'd be stronger.
But it's stronger just than you saying it's like,
I don't know,
Aiden,
right. I don't know
what
to say about the right.
I can make that.
But I can hear that it would be stronger. Because I think an added level of, I don't remember, we went to their Safar and something. There was a Gemara that we saw this kind of concept in where, like, somebody wouldn't have such a good, you know, like it's Chazaka, like what we were talking about, Chazaka, the way people behave. Like Chazaka, that somebody wouldn't just, you know, like right to your face lie about something that you know is a lie. The first one, it's more of like a, I never said that. You know, it's like weaseling out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how to phrase it. I can imagine in like real life, real people, the first one people say, no, I never said that. You know, doesn't think of it as a lie. It's like a rationalization. The second one, you're just going to make up some story that someone said. You know what I mean? It's like a little more.
Right, but these have.
I definitely hear the other side. I'm just saying, this is, you know, this is what I think would be this side.
Are we doing a test with you, or maybe a few?
When are we talking about the next year?
Well, it was Sunday night. Probably not Sunday night. Usually only after a kindness.
Oh, I thought you were just saying not during.